welcome to
the Anna and Dusty Show.
What the hell are we thinking?
What the fuck?
No, don't say that word.
What?
You always say the bad words.
I'm allowed to. We're gross.
We're grown-ups.
We're explicit.
Is that what you mean? We're explicit. We're no longer G-rated.
We're not. We haven't been G-rated ever, I don't think. I don't know. When did you stop being G-rated? I stopped being G-rated probably in, like, the fourth grade. I think I would, like, sit down and me and Tad would just sit there and I think would find ways to say fuck as many times as we could.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is not a good fourth grader. I can't even imagine your teachers or your parents at that time.
We didn't say it in front of our parents, but it was like...
So did you know, like, when not to say it and when to say it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good, at least.
We would sit there and just make up different ways to use the word fuck.
No, well, that's interesting. No, I wasn't that bad until, like, way later on.
Oh.
Probably, like, 18, 17.
Really?
Maybe 16, yeah.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know, I just...
Which is so ironic, because I know I curse a lot, but you really don't. So it's really weird when I hear you say the F-bomb or any kind of curse words. You really just watch yourself cursing a lot. You don't do it. You don't do it as much as I do.
You think so?
I know. Because I've held this, like,
yeah,
guilt.
Yeah, but...
I've always held the guilt because you're, like... You use other words to express yourself, or I'm like, shit!
I've been a dad for almost 10 years.
Maybe that explains it. Maybe that's what it is.
There are times when I try not to cuss around my kids, and also I try not to cuss too much at work, too.
But you also... Yeah, but even just when it's just us two, you still don't cuss a lot.
Yeah, you know, when it's just us two, I'm not really, like, mad about anything a lot of times. When we're fighting, I don't cuss a lot.
No, that's what pisses me off, is when we're fighting, you don't cuss a lot. I do.
Well, but
that's how I express myself.
I also
don't
like to be mean when we're fighting.
I was mean. I'm just like, you know, that fucking shit pissed me off, Dusty.
I don't
think it's being mean.
I cuss a lot.
I don't think you do. I don't think you cuss nearly
as much as I
do. You
can listen to our
previous
podcast.
But well, that's what I'm saying. It's like when we do the podcast, you kind of cuss.
Oh. Just get all excited.
I know. This is what
you're all hyped up. All right. And, yeah, it's because you can't help it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, I respect it. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't feel bad for cussing.
I feel that people who cuss are smarter.
I have words that I say that I feel bad for saying. I have things that, like, come out of my mouth and I'm like, oh, God, I want to take that back.
Oh, yeah, everybody has
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Like, things that have nothing to do with my character, things that I don't feel, but, like, at the time, like, I just didn't really think that thought through, and I just let it come right out of my mouth.
Word vomit? Welcome
Word
to my
vomit.
Daily life. I talk so much without thinking. What was that one little thing on Facebook that kept going around, the little meme? It's like, I like to be just as much surprised as the other person by the words that come out of my own mouth. That is me.
But I have a filter for the most part, and I don't let stupid things come out of my mouth as often as possible. I don't allow stupid things to come out of my mouth, and then there are just times where it's like...
I know, I've had to delete a few things off the podcast. Boop.
I'm just going to let it fly. Let's wing this one.
Let's wing it.
Here it goes.
So this one is going to be pretty much winged, isn't it? I know you have a few topics you want to talk about today.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to avoid word vomit.
Okay. I'll help you out with that. I'll give you a little signal.
Well, see about that.
Well, don't do it. Don't do that one. Don't do that voice.
That voice? Is that your sexy voice?
That is my sexy voice. Do you not like my sexy voice?
I love your sexy voice. Marvin the Martian.
Is that what it is?
It sounds like Marvin the Martian. Do you
Ew,
remember Marvin
I
the Martian?
I do remember Marvin. You make me feel so old. Dusty's voice
just
is way better
asking.
Than I do. Do your chipmunk voice? Or Stitch voice? Which one is it?
I can do both.
All right, do the Stitch voice.
Stitch lovely now.
Okay, now do the chipmunk voice.
Ah, the single artist. Ah, the single
artist. That is so not fair. I sound like the kid on Happy Feet when he's trying to sing. Like, ah! Our son has this thing.
I can do a few voices, but anyway.
Our son is going through this thing where the only movie he'll sit down. Mind you, he's only 1 year old. 1 year old, but
1 year.
1 year. You just get so used to saying year. Shut up. He's 1 year old, and he only watches Happy Feet, and that is the only thing that will calm him down, and that is the only thing that he'll sit down and actually watch. There's no other cartoon. There's nothing else that will calm him down like Happy Feet. which is great for us because Happy Feet has amazing songs in the entire movie.
It's a really good movie.
But it really is. I've caught myself watching it without him in the room, like realizing that I'm still watching this while he's not in there, even though it's like the 45th time I've seen it this week. Yeah. Not that we're the kind of parents that put their kid in front of the TV, but when he's throwing the biggest fit ever, you just can't do anything to calm him down. Picking him up doesn't calm him down.
And
laying
he's
him down
doesn't calm him down. Stage where he does that constantly now.
Constantly. He's. I don't know why they call it the terrible twos.
He likes outside.
Really a lot, yeah.
He wants to be outside and just exploring everything. He doesn't want to be in the house anymore.
He's explored the entire house.
Yeah, he's seen the inside of the house. He doesn't want to go up and down the stairs anymore. Well, he wants to go up and down the stairs. We don't let him go up and down the stairs. He knows he can't do that, so he's done with that. We gave him his own drawers in the kitchen. We cleaned everything out of the drawers in the kitchen just so he can open those drawers and get into them. And he's pretty much done with that because he's only allowed to do that when we're not cooking. And if the oven's not heated up to 600 degrees, it's not fun to play in the drawers in the kitchen, apparently.
He's moved on to bigger and better things. The backyard.
The backyard. Gotta be outside. Gotta be in the pool.
Oh, loves the pool. My little fish.
Gotta be out front.
Mama's boy.
Gotta be out front on the skateboard. But can't be in the house anymore. And if we are in the house, the only thing that will calm him down is Happy Feet. So
that is the only thing, yeah.
When it's 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and Dad had a long week, and Mom had a long week, and we want to sleep, and he wakes up.
He's ready for the day.
My option is get up and make him some eggs as quick as possible or cereal. Don't judge me, Anna. And throw him in his high chair, turn on Happy Feet, and then grab a pillow and maybe I can sleep on the couch as long as Happy Feet is playing.
Yeah, and that is the only time he'll stay calm and watch it. We were at the car dealership yesterday getting my oil changed, and he was fine like the first hour. He was walking around and exploring, and then he got really tired, so he started throwing a fit. Because he didn't want to go to sleep. And we turned on Happy Feet on Dusty's phone. By the time that Hayden was done watching it, I still caught myself sitting there, like, with the phone in my hand, watching the entire thing. Like, I've never seen the middle of this movie. I've seen the beginning and the end. I've never seen the middle of this movie. It's a really good movie.
I didn't even know what it was actually about until finally watched it the other day.
Yeah, you gave me the synopsis yesterday. What did I just say?
Synopsis?
I just said synopsis.
Synopsis.
That's a new doctorate word that I just came up with.
Synopsis.
The synopsis for your symptoms is...
It's a diagnosis on the synopsis of a film. It's a synopsis.
Good for you. Moving on. So Dusty wanted to talk about some specific things today. I'm going to let you have it. Go.
Yeah, put me on the spot. I didn't write any of those things down.
Do I need to go through my text?
Probably. I can't remember what we talked about.
I'm sure you can think of something.
Well, there are a lot of things I can think of, but I don't remember exactly what it was that we were talking about. The Cardinals are doing great right now.
Really? That's what you want to talk about? The St. Louis Cardinals?
I can talk about 1,000 things. I just figured that you would want to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals.
No, I'm salty with the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm never going to forgive them for not winning a World Series last year. For y'all that don't know, Dusty has 2 kids who were born the exact same year that the Cardinals won a World Series. So with last year and the way they were playing, we were kind of like, okay, this is it. You know, Hayden's being born this year. They got to win a World Series. If they do, we're going to write him an email and be like, hey, every time this man gives his sperm away to a woman and meets an egg, the Cardinals win a Super World Series.
Yeah, we probably would have been millionaires.
We probably would have. And then they chose not to win that year. I say chose, like, as if it was a decision.
Hayden and I are both National League championship, maybe. Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
We didn't get that far. The year I was born, the Cardinals actually went to the World Series. They just lost.
Well, did they not go to the World Series at all last year? No. Whatever. No. Must be Abby, then. Ooh, for Abby!
No. Don't give her that credit.
I am giving her full credit. You better give her the credit, too. I mean, obviously, she's the reason.
Logan was not a World Series baby, either.
Then it had to be you and her together.
No.
It has to be her eggs and your sperm together that makes that World Series championship happen.
Whatever. All I'm saying is right now, Cardinals are the number one team in Major League Baseball, so.
The Cowboys are going to be number one this year.
Are they? If not, Dez Bryant didn't sign a motherfucking contract.
He signed a contract. They're working up a contract right now.
Or did he? Because I'm pretty sure he still doesn't show up to any practices.
Yes, he did. Okay, that is such a lie. He did show up to practices. He didn't show up to all of them because they wouldn't... Well, whatever reason. But
what a fucking team player.
Listen, he is a team player. He got screwed over. If you don't believe that, you're out of this world right now. You're not a real Cowboys fan. He did get screwed over. He did. Oh my god.
In which way?
I'm not even talking about this.
Oh no. I want to know. No. We've reached a topic.
He got a franchise contract. That's not fair. Like, he didn't even get that. I don't think he got any contract. They were just kind of like, hey, yeah, you hold on. Wait over here while we figure things out financially. Financially, you're the richest freaking company. One of the richest. Actually, the Cowboys, I believe, still hold first place.
Hello?
The richest franchise in the NFL. Sports, period. I think the Cowboys still hold up.
We couldn't sign DeMarco Murray, so...
No, I feel like there may be some people that weren't willing to put the money for DeMarco
Murray.
There
might have been a choice
they didn't believe. They didn't believe DeMarco Murray was the one who made the season last year, but without him and Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, and a few other key players...
It wasn't the offensive line that fucking made last year, because I'm pretty sure it was the fucking offensive line.
It definitely was, and that's what I'm saying. Not everybody's getting credit for it, but was it Dez Bryant who made the catches? Even the ones that were called not catches? I'm not salty about that at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. Was it not Murray who ran for God knows how many goddamn yards that I can't think of right
now? That's an offensive line that does that.
I'm just saying. The Cowboys aren't making the best decisions right now. But I know that Dez is willing to stay with us, and he's going to go through with it, and we're going to have an amazing season coming up.
You stop being such a fucking diva.
He's not a diva.
Sign the motherfucking contract.
It's not just about the game. I mean, you consider your job. No, consider your job and the benefits you get. Would you do that same job for way less money?
He's not getting offered way less money. He's getting offered a contract that he fucking deserves, and he needs to fucking sign the damn thing.
Whatever. He deserves a lot more, and he knows that. He made Paige's turn last year and the year before that. So, yes, does he deserve more? You're in that business. You're in the business of, I can make way more money doing this than I could doing that. I'm just saying.
It's what you do on the field, and it's what you do off the field. And
he hasn't done anything off the field. He's been very good. Jerry Jones made sure
he's that he's looked like a fucking behaved. Idiot on the sideline.
He's passionate.
He's passionate, yeah. And he acts like a fucking idiot.
He's
a
passionate.
Lot of the time.
I think that's just the media. I really do. I think that's just the media trying to get attention, trying to get news in, and whatever not. I think that all his team players, even the quarterback, Tony Romo even said it himself, that is a passionate man.
I'm not saying I don't like the guy. I'm saying that I do like the guy. I want him to be a Cowboy. I want him to grow the fuck up.
I feel like he is. He's just so... He doesn't take it the same way that other players do. There's some players who are like, you know, you have Jason Witten out there who gets so pissed off, but he's still like, you know what?
Yeah, and Jason
Witten maintain some integrity.
Not the guy that's going to be like, oh, yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck your practices. I'm waiting on my contract. He's going to get his shit figured out because he's a fucking professional. And Dez Bryant has been in the league long enough where he should be professional enough to fucking... Get his shit handled and get out there and take care of his fucking shit. And he's
I
not
agree,
doing
but at the same time, it is about money. And
all right,
I'm
well, you
just,
know what?
I'm
and the guy
that
the guy that
like
goes the guy that goes to bed at night worrying more about his money than he does about the love of the fucking game is the guy who is numbered. His years are fucking numbered.
You and I had this conversation before, and I think it's one of the reasons why you enjoy
Here's
college
the
football.
Deal.
Can I finish this? I think it's one of the reasons you enjoy college football more than I enjoy NFL is because in the college football world, in high school football world, you actually are playing just because you love the game. In the NFL, you're getting paid to play the game. So it's now a job. It's no longer something you're just so passionate about you do it for free. Because in college, you're doing it for free. Right?
Yeah.
So once you step over that line where it's college to professional... That's it. Now it's a money thing. So can I understand why they want to sit there and play for money and why their contracts matter? Absolutely.
But here's what happens when you enter that world of professional sports. Because in college sports, a school has you for a finite period of time.
Right.
For 4 to 5 years at the most. But 4 years of solid watching you progress, hoping that they're going to get something out of you based on their investment in you, which is their gift of an education, whatever. We can talk about the NCAA another time because that's a fucking bullshit system as it is. But when you move on to the NFL and you're one of those guys that can be a franchise player and be someone that can stay with that team for 18 to 20 years, then there are a lot of expectations that are put on you and there's a lot of investment put into you based on the fan base. And that's, okay, yeah, so let's talk about that. The investment's there. The initial investment was there. The fan base got behind it. Mm-hmm. The fan base said, we love you. We're buying your jerseys.
Yes.
No matter what kind of controversy you bring upon this team, we're going to support you.
We have your back.
Because
yeah.
You're a fucking badass player. And what is he doing right now? He wants more fucking money. He's not getting behind the team. He's not a part of the fucking system. He's taking a step back and saying, wait till the money's there. When the money's there, I'll sign that fucking contract.
But do you know that fairly?
If the money's not there, I'm going somewhere else. Do I know him personally? No, I don't know him personally.
So then you just know what the media shows us.
Here's what I do know about successful athletes. Successful athletes stop and they evaluate their game. They evaluate their personal life. And they evaluate what contributions they're able to bring to the table. And they want to be a part of that family. When you play a team sport, you want to be a part of that family.
You're absolutely right. I agree with that.
All right, so is he listening to his family right now? Is he going in there and is he worried about the locker room? No, he's worried about Dez motherfucking Bryant. So if he's not going to do that...
Listen, you're only number one, man.
If he's not going to do that, if he's not going to contribute when it doesn't come to money, then why have him on the field at all?
Okay. Because you know what? He's got talent. And if the Dallas Cowboys are not going to pay
him, guess what?
Somebody else will. And that's what happened to Murray. Marco Murray went to the Eagles, the only team that we are against.
11 individuals on a field does not make a fucking team. And
ten
players plus one individual does not make a fucking team.
I'm just saying. DeMarco Murray went to the Eagles for more money.
And good for him. And
Bryant still hasn't left.
DeMarco's career is fucking done.
That's absolutely right because he's not playing for the Eagles, who have never even won a fucking... Well, they've never won a Super Bowl. I can't say championship, but they've never won a Super Bowl. So, do they have high hopes of them? Yeah, sure, of course they do. They have high hopes every single fucking year. They're never going to get anywhere because they have horrible, horrible coaching, horrible offside, offside lines. What the fuck am I thinking?
Offensive line?
Offensive line coaching. They've never had anything just happen for them. They focus more on single individual players and they put it all on them. Last year it was the quarterback and before that it was the running back. They just don't have shit going on for them. The Cowboys, on the other hand, and Dez Bryant specifically, has not left a team. And he, against your own beliefs and whatever you read in the media, he has shown up to practice. He has gone to practice, even though he still doesn't have the guaranteed contract that he wants. So they're working out one right now.
He does not commit to shit the way he should.
The Cowboys have to make a choice. Jerry Jones had to make a choice. Dez Bryant or DeMarco Murray.
And he chose Dez Bryant. Because Dez is a fucking amazing athlete, but that doesn't make him a great fucking NFL player.
Yes, he is, though.
No, he's not.
The catches he's made.
There's a difference in a great athlete and
the catches he's made.
Peyton Manning is a great NFL player.
Absolutely. He's a great NFL player. A great athlete, though, makes the catches that Dez Bryant has made.
Yeah, and a great NFL player has more money for more talent. A great NFL player, Tom Brady, wins fucking championships.
That's a completely different scale.
A great athlete can go all over the fucking league and never win a fucking championship because their heart's not in it and they don't give enough shits about their fucking team to fucking do it.
No, so people play for themselves.
And that's not good enough.
It's not a team effort. No, but I'm saying in defense of Dez Bryant.
If you want to be a one-year contract free agent, fucking hop on the bus, get in here, make a quick couple million, and then fucking move on to another team, good for you. Fucking do it. But don't fucking show up, get millions invested in you, and be a part of this team and talk like you're a part of this team and not act like a fucking part of this team.
But he hasn't done that. He's been sporting the Cowboys this entire time. Listen, I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter. I follow him everywhere. And everything he does, he posts about the Cowboys. So it's not like he's saying, oh, if they don't give me this contract, I'm going to back out. He's still a part of that team. He cares so much about that team that he's got a bad rep for having so much heart on the field.
I'm saying, let the fucking lawyers do their job.
He is. And like I said, he's still showing up to practice.
Get out there and be a part of the team.
I don't know where you heard he was not showing up to practice, but he is definitely still showing up to practice.
Because he hasn't been showing up to fucking practice.
How do you know that? ESPN? Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. You'll see him. He posts pictures all the time. He is there.
Alright.
You need to get... You need... Listen. So, a little history here. When Dusty and I got married, or before Dusty and I got married, Dusty was actually a Broncos fan. And, obviously, I was a Cowboys fan.
Deals were made. Lines were crossed.
We're not going back those lines. Because they're in a contract. I was an OU fan. And I was a Rangers fan. Dusty was a St. Louis Cardinals fan and a Broncos fan. The year we got married, in our contract, it specifically said, Dusty will convert to Cowboys and I will convert to St. Louis and Notre Dame. I will give up OU and the Texas Rangers for him to give up the Broncos to become a Cowboys fan. Because I understand that the NFL and to be a Cowboys fan, for somebody who is not a Cowboys fan from the start, which I have photos of Dusty in Cowboys jerseys, and now his mom sent the blanket of the Cowboys, which we house. But he was really a Cowboys fan, so it wasn't that hard of a draft for me. I feel like you cheated me out of this one. I could have kept the Rangers. That's fine. I like the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyway, so we made this arrangement that same year. That same exact year, the Cardinals go won the World Series, didn't they? Against the Rangers. They beat the Rangers. That was the same year that we got married. Notre Dame went undefeated and went to play Alabama. Yes, they did.
The year before we got married.
That was all the same year.
No, the year before we got married.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Cardinals won the World Series.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about when we made our arrangement. Like, who's going to be what?
We weren't dating.
We weren't dating then, were we?
We weren't dating when the Cardinals were.
Well, whatever. Anyway. And then the Broncos ended up getting Peyton Manning, so that was a boo-hoo for him. But
Peyton Manning, Wes Welker.
So Dusty became this huge Cowboys fan. He stuck to his word. His favorite player was DeMarcus Ware. He got jerseys and everything. And then DeMarcus Murray. Ware went to Broncos.
Yeah.
So that sucked. Everything you ever hope, I think every signal in light is pointing at, just give up the Cowboys, go to the Broncos. I can't.
Over. They'll probably fucking.
You love me, and I love the Cowboys, and we gotta ride this together. It's the toughest thing in the world, I'm not gonna lie. Being a Cowboys fan is one of the toughest things that I've experienced. Not the toughest, but one of the. Because you get hated on so freaking much just for loving the team.
Well, yeah, there are Cowboys fans and there are Cowboys haters. And
there's no line in between, no.
And people can deny it all they want, but those are the ones that are so
I've never
haters.
Heard a person say, like, oh, I don't care either way. Like,
no,
they're okay.
No. I brought that up one time. I brought that up because I know this. I know being a Cowboys fan, when I talk about the Cowboys, people are like, oh, yeah, I love the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys fan. Or... when the Cowboys play, I root for anyone who's
playing against
the Cowboys. Yeah. I have two teams. My team and any team that's playing against the Dallas Cowboys. But then I brought it up to other people, at, like, the exact same situation, and they're like, who's your team? I'm like, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Like, oh, okay. And I'm like, what? Roll your fucking eyes. You're another one of those fucking...
haters.
I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And they're like... oh, yeah, because the Dallas Cowboys are that special, because everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys that much. I'm like, based on my experience...
everybody hates the Dallas Cowboys.
Based on what I know, everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys.
You know what, though? It's because they do have five rings, but I don't see people hating the Steelers as much. Maybe because it's a more recent win, but they had the same amount of rings as we did before that win in 2011.
You know what I think it is? And I know this is going to probably piss you off, but... Steelers fans are just a smaller group. It's not... Steelers have never been America's team. They've never, themselves America's team.
I don't know that the Cowboys called themselves the America's team, but they have been known. Because you know what, though? There is Cowboys... If you look at a map, and I've looked this... I looked this up online. If you look at a map, there's more Cowboys fan all over the country than there is any other team.
Yeah.
So that's why they're called America's team. It's because there's legitimately more people on the map that are Cowboys fans all over this country than there are anything else. And when I was living in Texas, Fort Worth, I was at a bar once watching football where they had like a bunch of different screens, like huge projectors and stuff. And let's say shit. Oh, that's not it anyway. They were Steelers fans. It was a Steelers bar. And I had no idea. I was like, I was asking my friend Bobby. I was like, why'd you bring me here? And he's like, oh, it's a Steelers bar. Of course he's a Steelers fan. I was like, you motherfucker. Like, why would you bring me to the one Steelers bar? And he was like, oh, it's not one. And after that, we went bar hopping. And it was so many Steelers fans in Texas that I was like, why? Like, what is happening here? So my biggest thing was every time I go somewhere else to another state, I wonder how many Cowboy fans there are. And there's a shit ton. I'm telling you right now, you can go to any state and there's more Cowboy fans than there are that home state fans.
Oh yeah, we live in San Diego.
There's a shit ton of Cowboys fans. There's every single day that I drive down the freeway, I see Cowboy stickers, and I make sure, because I have a Cowboy sticker on the back of my Jeep, I pull up in front of somebody so they can see mine, I can see theirs, and we have this mutual respect for each other after that. It's like, all right, I'm going to let you pass, I'm going to let you pass, and it works out. But there is that mutual respect. It's like a whole different, like, population. We are, and I don't care what other people say, whether we're ignorant, cocky, confident, whatever. I don't care what they say.
I think it's the arrogance. I think people hate the arrogance. People get, like...
Well, we have every right to have that arrogance.
But at the same time...
Remember, you're a Cowboys fan. Be careful.
I know, but I'm telling you, because this is what I get to experience. It's really fun being a brand new Cowboys fan for a team that hasn't won a fucking Super Bowl in over 10 years.
But we have the history, and the history...
Oh, yeah, you can't take about our history. You're talking to a fucking Notre Dame fan here.
I know.
Listen, I know all about history.
I know.
We have a great fucking history, and it's been really, really hard for us to... keep any relevance. So I understand history. I get it.
But I think the Notre Dame and the Cowboys have done a really good job at keeping that relevance.
I think Notre Dame and the Cowboys have been almost on the same page when it comes to people looking at us like, these arrogant motherfuckers. They think they just fucking own this place. They have
a quarterback who's broken more records than any other quarterback out there. We have Troy Aikman sitting there saying, Tony Romo was way better than I ever was.
Hey, well,
we have running backs.
We have the greatest winning percentage in college football.
You guys have the best. You guys. We, as Notre Dame, have the best coach that ever existed in the NCAA. I mean, truthfully, Brian Kelly is the best coach that has ever existed. Whether he took them finally to the championship or not,
I think that's not the case. But I mean,
he is the most handsome, good-looking old man.
Anna's biased. Anna saw this guy in person,
and
she got puddle
panties. I did get puddle panties. He was amazing. We got for our 1 year anniversary. We thought the most romantic, because we never got to go on a honeymoon. When we got married, Dusty got shingles immediately the next day, so we had to go back home with two kids on a plane. It was horrible. We spent the week with Dusty literally having shingles the entire time. So we never had a honeymoon. So our 1 year anniversary, we thought, hey, you know, we'll be really special. And I surprised him with, let's go to Notre Dame and actually watch the game. And he had never been, he's been a Notre Dame fan since you were a child, right?
Yeah, I have a great story about this visit, but I want to save it for a different podcast because I can talk for 45 minutes about this visit.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so that's where we took him. We took him to Notre Dame. He, you know, met the players. He got to touch the players. And I met Brian Kelly.
Touch the players.
Were singing the song.
It wasn't like a Nittany Lion, like, touching the players.
No, not that gross.
Like,
but you met that one chick. What's her name?
Gary said.
Aaron? Is her name Aaron?
No, it's Alex Flanagan.
Alex Flanagan, that's right. She was in the NCAA, now she's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Dusty's dreams came true.
And I was playing against last home game at Notre Dame. Oh, God.
I was so pregnant. No, I wasn't. I wasn't that pregnant. I was in, like, my second trimester.
November. Right before my birthday.
Yeah, so it was second trimester. And it was right before we found out if it was a boy or a girl.
Day before our anniversary.
Yeah.
But
it was great. I'm glad you got to experience that.
It was awesome. And we're going to talk about that some other time.
We definitely are. That is a good podcast.
An amazing story. But I think we're going to wrap this one up now.
Has it been long enough? Okay. Well, listen to our next podcast.
Did I spend enough time in there talking in front of my computer?
I sure did. Listen to our next podcast because we're definitely going to talk some more football. And if you're a sports fan, you can totally follow us.
And if you disagree with anything I said about Des Bryant, then sure as hell fucking hit me up and tell me.
Do not. Oh, my God. Listen, just remember that I'm a huge Des Bryant fan. Don't put me together with him. You are not who you hang out with.
I love the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just saying, like, Dez, get your shit together. Come on.
Dez has his shit together. Dez, keep doing what you're doing.
We need you, Dez.
Dez Nation. Dez Nation, right here. Hit us up on www.wthwerewethinking.com and hit us up on Facebook at wthwerewethinking.com. Well, actually, I don't think it's .com. I think it's just wthwerewethinking. Hit us up on Twitter at wthwwt. And we are also on Instagram under Anna Hardison and Dusty Hardison. If you have any questions, comments, please go to our webpage and leave them. Subscribe. And don't forget, we are also going to get t-shirts and stickers soon. And if you want to support us, we would really appreciate it. Thank you. Say bye-bye, Dusty.
Adios.
Don't be salty.
Adios.
Adios. Adios.